Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Oh my goodness, we have a really cool interview here for you, and there's a part of this interview that is going to blow your mind, frankly. Like, you will be amazed. I'll tell you at the end, but this is pretty wild. Joining us now by phone, we have Pensacola Police Department Officer Anthony Giorgio. Officer Giorgio, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
How are you doing? Thank you.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. So you've been on the force since about 2013. You were training prior to that. You've been on the SWAT team. You have been, which of course you have, and you are now a school resource officer over at Pensacola High School, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
But that's not the reason that we're having you on today, although any of that would be adequate, quite frankly. The reason we're having you on today is because you were involved in an extremely scary and yet turns out to be a very good day for helping people out over at Johnson Beach a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So tell us what happened. This is an amazing story. That's why I wanted to have you on. But you were off duty with a Coast Guardsman, and what happened?
Yeah, so I was on Johnson's Beach. I was off duty. It was Mother's Day. I was out there with my family and my mom, visiting her, doing the celebration, and I was getting ready to leave. It took a little bit longer for me to leave than what was expected. My original plan was to leave at noon, and I actually didn't get all the stuff to the car until closer about 12:30. As I was going to say goodbye to my mother, her face kind of turns pale, and she basically says, "Anthony, they're drowning," and my back is against the water at the time. So I turn around. I see a large group of people forming near the water, and there's like some individuals in the water. So I take off sprinting toward the water. Once I get there, I kind of jump in, and I notice, I guess on the sprint there, that there's it looks like children in the water. And so I swim to the first one that I can see, and once I grab that child, I swim them back and kind of hand them off to the closest individual that I see on shore. And I turn around, I see another person swimming in a child, so I swim out to them and kind of assist them with swimming back the child. And at that time, all four children that were out in the water have been brought in, and I'm kind of walking around making sure everybody's, you know, getting medical care, and they're like coughing up water and such. While I'm doing that, someone says that there was a lady that I guess went out in the water to attempt to get these kids, and she was having a hard time coming back in. And so I turn around and look toward the water again and see this lady out there. And some other individuals had swam out there toward her. So I started swimming out there. Once I reached her, there was a group of guys who were trying to swim her in. And so I swam behind them and I guess tried to help push them in, realized that wasn't working very well. So I ended up getting in front of them, and they had like this little, I guess it's a kitty flotation device, one of those like circular ones, you know, that you
right.
get from the dollar store.
Yeah.
And so I put my arm in that and, you know, started swimming with everybody out front, and then we swam into shore. And so that was pretty much the event. After that, I kind of wanted to make sure the kids were okay still, waited till Escambia County Fire Department got there, spoke with them briefly about the incident, and then I spoke with the EMTs briefly, just of what I observed since I was a police officer, and that was a series of events that day.
Wow. God, I didn't even know the part about how you were on the verge of leaving, and like it was only because you were a little bit delayed in leaving that you were there. If you'd been more efficient at getting everything packed up, you wouldn't have even been there to save those people and those children. God knows what would have happened. I mean, that's just...
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And so...
It was definitely a God...
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, no, it was definitely a God thing. Like, because I wasn't planning on going that day. I was planning on going that day, but I didn't want to go out to Johnson's Beach. We'll say that. It's kind of a longer drive from my house. Not the beach I always go to. And so I was actually planning on leaving, like I said, at 12, and I got delayed. And so, I don't know, looking at that, I definitely say, hey, God had his hand there, and it was definitely a thing that, you know, I'm glad everybody helped out. It wasn't just me, though. There was a bunch of people that helped out in that incident. I can just recall the stuff that I did just because of kind of like the adrenaline, but I know that there was a ton of people who helped out.
Did you have any moment in there where your thought was, maybe I don't go because I could get trapped too? I mean, you know, the professionals are always telling us, and they're always telling me, you know, Andrew, it's a dangerous thing when non-guards go out and help. Did you ever have that thought, maybe I should just wait, or?
No, I didn't. I don't know if any law enforcement officer would have that thought, being put in this situation, or first responder in that sense. This ability, I guess, kind of takes over you, or this desire to help people takes over you, that you kind of forget all of the danger that is there at that moment. And the only thing that you're thinking of, or the only thing that I was thinking of, is that I knew that there were individuals in the water. And I really didn't even know there were kids until I got down to the water that needed to get out of the water, because they were in a bad situation. They were, you know, drowning. They're fighting for their life. So I free dive a lot. I'm a pretty good swimmer. I've swam since I was about 3 years old. So I just knew that I felt like I had some ability to be able to help out. And whatever the outcome was, I was going to help out to the best of my ability. So.
Wow, that's amazing. And as you say, that background as a swimmer, and, you know, obviously being physically fit, but on top of that, having the skill and the ability to help, and as you say, the impulse just to always, wow, that's amazing. What was your mom's reaction to all of this?
I think my mom was, I don't know if my mom was shocked. I think she was happy about it. My mom actually ran down to the shore with me. She was making sure kids were okay. As I was, you know, swimming out, she was kind of on shore making sure kids were okay and kind of coughing up water and such. We spoke about it briefly afterwards. I think it was maybe a day after the event. So it was the next day after Mother's Day, and I was like, wow, that was a Mother's Day to remember, huh? and so my mom was like, yeah, that definitely was. And she was like, you know, I'm so glad that God had us all there. And everybody was there who needed to be there, because I think if one person wasn't there that didn't need to be there, or like they weren't there, we would have had a different result. It was a really team effort, and everyone kind of played a vital role in that.
Yeah, and so the guy who was the Coast Guardsman who was there that also helped, that the you know, Pensacola Police Department posted about on their Facebook, he wasn't there with you. He just happened to be one of the other people that was helping in that moment. Is that right?
Yes, all the people that I've met since then or met on that incident, I didn't actually recall their faces at that incident. I've since kind of, I guess, got to know them in a little bit without actually, like, meeting them face-to-face. None of us knew each other. I didn't know the Coast Guard. There's a guy that that I referenced to as former lifeguard guy. I believe he's an active-duty Navy personnel. His name is Joey. I didn't know that guy. There's a girl that I called Blonde Nurse. her name is, I believe, Erica. I didn't know her. And all of these individuals, and there's so many more that helped out that I don't remember who they are, or don't recall everything about them.
Yeah.
But none of us knew each other. I think we were all just out there doing our own thing, and everybody seen that there was a situation unfolding and kind of came together and said, we're not going to allow this to happen today.
Man, it's amazing. We're talking to Officer Anthony Giorgio. He is a school resource officer at Pensacola High School. He is also 8 years with the Pensacola Police Department. Now, you're an SRO at PHS, Pensacola High School. How did the kids react to you when all of this came out? And, I mean, are you like high fives here on campus? Are they like, oh, man, we knew that about him already? How have they been taking it?
I don't think some of our students knew at first, that some of them that have since found out have came out to me and was like, man, that's amazing, good job. I actually helped coach football a little bit last year, and I helped coach track some, so a lot of the track or football guys, they've messed with me a little bit. I've raised some of them, so they were like, yeah, we knew that about you. But it's just, I don't know, some of them are in shock. There was one student who's actually he's related to the family that was pulled out of the water. He came up and we spoke briefly, and he kind of gave me a hug. That was,
wow.
Obviously that was a very touching conversation, because that's his family members.
Absolutely.
But other than that, I would say it's kind of mixed feelings. Some people are in shock. Some people are like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And some people are, I guess, not surprised. So
absolutely. Hey, just the last thing, and I've been kind of telling people without telling them what this is. Even I didn't know this until about 10 minutes ago when I was actually looking for a photo of you that we could use for our podcast about this segment. And I discovered something that I think is going to blow people's minds. This is not your first internet massive famous Pensacola Police Department Facebook post for having a heroic rescue. This is your second of those. What was the first one?
Oh yeah, I in 2016 I responded to a call at the mall in reference to a dog in distress. After we found the original dog that was in distress, we kind of heard barking and whimpering from another vehicle, and so we went to that vehicle. And at that time, there was about a 3-week-old pit bull puppy in a car. It was about, I would say, I think it was 93 or 95 degrees that day. So inside the car was probably about 150. And I wound up breaking the car window with my baton and getting the dog out. And so there was a Facebook post about that just because of the age of the dog. I think originally the Facebook post was kind of allowing people to know, like, hey, don't leave your dog in the car.
Right.
Or if it's in distress, we're going to break your windows. And it kind of went viral from there.
So Anthony Giorgio, Officer Anthony Giorgio, is not only the rescuer of children and other adults at Johnson Beach, but the original viral Facebook hero from the Pensacola Police Department post way back when about the puppy being rescued from the hot car. Dude, I'm just telling you, that's an amazing coincidence for one officer in your lifetime. So on behalf of the community, on behalf of parents everywhere, sir, I just appreciate you. I appreciate your heart. I certainly appreciate your faith and your recognition that God works through us all to get things done. Thanks for the time this morning, and thanks for being a cop. Really, thanks for being a cop, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.